The following is a paid commercial program from the Ulster County Department of Health. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly talk show exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is a community affairs presentation of the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health.
Good morning and welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio. My name is Vincent Martello. I'm Director of Community Health Relations for the Ulster County Department of Health. And today we're going to be talking about UGreen, which is Ulster County's business-to-business network to grow the green economy and advise the county on policy and programs. Sustainable Hudson Valley is under contract with the county to build this network. And joining me today is Melissa Everett. Melissa is Founding Executive Director of Sustainable Hudson Valley. That's a regional organization whose mission it is to speed up, scale up, jazz up, and leverage progress against climate change, creating communities where people and nature thrive. Melissa has a PhD from Erasmus University, focusing on how social relationships drive social change. She's author of several books on leadership, dissent, and right livelihood, including Making a Living While Making a Difference, A Guide to the Big World of Green Jobs. And also joining me today is Kim Wagner. Kim is a founding member of Sustainable Hudson Valley, and she and her husband produce award-winning wines and spirits as the founders and owners of Stout Ridge Vineyard, a vineyard, farm winery, and distillery established in 2000 in Marlborough, New York. She is also a Cornell University trustee and a board member for the National Grape Research Alliance. Kim has extensive experience in serving on the boards of public, private, and non-for-profit organizations with agricultural sustainability, and educational missions. So welcome, Melissa and Kim.
Thank you, Vin.
Thank you.
It's so nice to have you. Thank you for coming in. So can you begin by telling our listeners a little bit about Sustainable Hudson Valley, what it's all about, how and why it got started?
Sure. We incorporated in 2007 at a time when the economy was in sad shape. Everybody was fighting environmental disasters one by one, but there was really a new conversation coming into being about what is sustainable development. So waste minimization and resource renewal and renewable energy. And we wanted to advance all of that, looking at how you grow a healthy economy that at least does no harm and ideally restores the environment. And, you know, there's lots of organizations out there protecting land and air and water, as there should be. Our focus is how people live and work. So we, we've done a lot of helping community colleges with marketing of training programs, that kind of thing. We worked in the renewable energy marketplace with Solarize and Drive Electric campaigns. We helped about 400 households go solar at a time when more people had pet rocks than solar panels. but recently, we've been delighted to begin working with Ulster County on a couple of projects. One is the Green Economy Network, and the other is planning for a reuse innovation center so that we can sort of tackle the throwaway economy. And that grows out of our work with the Repair Cafe. So that's us. And, you know, we're about getting people involved in stuff. And so we're really delighted to be working with entrepreneurs like Kim.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we've talked about this a couple of times with other guests on this program about how, you know, in past times there was this schism between environment versus or the kind of environment versus economic development or business. But that's an anachronism these days, isn't it? I mean, there's so many upsides to clean, renewable energy and green economy.
It can be an anachronism.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's still lots of bad actors, but it's clearer and clearer that they're making a choice and that there are cleaner ways to do stuff. I think that this is an opportunity to highlight what Stout Ridge is doing as an example of a winery and distillery that is one of our founding members of the Ulster Green Economy Network, because there's such a story there of, you know, Kim as an entrepreneur in, you know, in the beverage industry. So I'm going to shut up and hand it to her.
Kim, tell us about your interest, Outrigge's interest in this network and how it's benefited your business.
Well, thank you. So I guess it's worth mentioning my husband and I founded the business back in 2000, as you had mentioned earlier. And we did it with the intention of it being something that was going to exist for a long period of time. So this wasn't about start a business, flip a business, sell a business. This was about establishing a business that we would be involved in and that would, you know, exist for decades and beyond even, which of course is beating the average, right? Because most businesses don't survive more than a couple of years. And specifically, we are, you know, we were investing in a capital intensive business. Agriculture is a capital intensive business. Manufacturing is capital intensive. And so, you know, embarking on this, you have to have a long-term view because you're investing so much capital and so much time. And so as we were designing, building, conceiving, doing all of those steps, both my husband and I wanted to take the long view. So if we had a choice of investing in something or not investing in something, if it was something that was going to have a payback, even if it was a long-term payback, but it was ultimately the better way forward, meaning more sustainable, more reliable, more cost-effective in the long term, we did it. So when we were constructing, you know, we didn't just slap up a steel building on a pad. We built a gravity-fed winery that's three stories built into a hillside. So what are the advantages of that? Well, it's a technological feat to do that. But what you're essentially doing is you're building a manufacturing plant that takes advantage of a lot of geothermal benefits, takes advantage of being able to operate without using a lot of equipment. We use gravity rather than pumps. And, you know, they're investments that you only make when you're in it for the long haul. We were the first solar winery in the state of New York. And when the opportunity came to install solar, the tax credits were not very good. There was no such thing as a net meter. It was actually almost a hostile environment, but there was an opportunity to be the first solar winery in New York State. And so we did it. And we did it because, again, you're sitting there. We weren't thinking this is going to pay off in 3 years or 4 years or 5 years. It's like, this is going to pay off in 20 years. And so because we took the long view, we made the investment.
And so we've had other business owners in Ulster County here, namely Nels Leader from Bread Alone, who just established his bakery, renovated his bakery in Shokan to be 100% solar, net zero. And he said, you know, I said to him, well, you know, what do you advise other business owners who might be considering? And he said, well, you know, you don't have to go 100% all in. You can take small steps that lead to an outcome. So it's not an all or nothing proposition, right? I mean, in a sense, you had the opportunity to plan way ahead, but there's some other businesses who might be smaller and who have less resources that might say, hey, you know, I'll take a few small steps and build on that.
That's true. And to be clear, we're not net zero. But we do generate enough power to run all of the guest services, business, and winery aspect. The distillery utilizes quite a bit of energy, and we're not quite, you know, fully solar there. But quite frankly, we never will be. You know, it would require taking out many, many acres of land to put that much solar in. It's a high density activity. But to your point, you know, we do what we can do. You know, one of the other choices we made, because food manufacturing is a water intensive activity. And while we're lucky, you know, we can practice rain-based agriculture because we're in the Northeast and we have plenty of water in New York most years, we still wanted to be sensitive to the amount of gray water we were creating, wastewater we were creating. And the distillery actually creates wastewater that, you know, needs to be taken care of in a, you know, an EPA compliant, DEC compliant way. And so, you know, we made the investment to install many water meters around our production process. So we know exactly where we're using water and how much water we're using. And that data allows us to really think twice about, you know, do we need to use it? How are we using it? And are we using it appropriately? And can we recycle it? And so there's a lot of steps where we generate water or we use water that we can actually use in downstream processes quite effectively.
Mm-hmm. And there is a real business case here, right, to be made. I mean, it's not just altruistic or meeting certain, you know, environmental green ideals. I mean, it makes good sense business-wise as well as for the planet, correct?
If you take the long view. It makes sense. I mean,
yeah, I was going to chime in exactly and say that because, you know, you're making investments. But what I'm seeing as we've got, I think, 40 members of the UGreen network. And what you just heard, folks, was a business owner who really knows her stuff and has really learned a lot. And I think what I'm seeing as a trend is lots of small but not too small businesses that are realizing it is in their long-term stability interest. And before we lose this thread, I want to just make folks aware, if you own a business and you're listening to this, the county has a related program that I think Kim has participated in. It's called Green Business Champions. So it is it's the Office of Economic Development. It's a structured handholding that really helps you assess, you know, your resource use and your waste and your process, how you can upgrade, how you can, you know, financially manage and financially benefit, you know, through savings, and how you can market using the business advantage, the market share, because surprise, a lot of people would rather their businesses work this way.
Mm-hmm. That is really great information. You know, we're going to explore a lot more, but first we're going to take a very short break. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. We'll be back.
Heart attacks won't wait. If you ever have symptoms of a heart attack, you need to get to the nearest emergency department, preferably one with the technology and expertise to stop a heart attack in its tracks. Health Alliance Hospital, right here on Broadway in Kingston, has expanded cardiac services, including catheterization and electrophysiology. Now, for many people, Health Alliance in Kingston is the closest option to find treatment of clogged arteries, irregular heartbeats, and to limit damage from a heart attack already in process. For the first time, we have these advanced heart health services based right here in Ulster County. This expansion is part of a larger plan to bring advanced cardiac services to Ulster County and the surrounding communities. If you have heart attack symptoms, do not wait. Call 911 and get to the closest emergency department. At Health Alliance Hospital on Broadway in Kingston, we are ready to see you now. That's Health Alliance Hospital on Broadway in Kingston. WMC Health, advancing care here.
And now, Healthy Ulster continues. This is a weekly presentation of the Ulster County Department of Health on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Today, we're discussing UGreen, Ulster County's business-to-business network to grow the green economy. And we have with us Melissa Everett, who is Executive Director of Sustainable Hudson Valley, and Kim Wagner, who's a founding member of Sustainable Hudson Valley. She and her husband produce award-winning wine and spirits from the Stout Ridge Vineyard. And she talked about a lot of measures that she and her husband built into their business model when they created the winery. So, Melissa, before the break, we talked about, you know, the benefits of sustainability in business. And Kim, you talked about the benefits to your business. Can we take a step back a little bit, Melissa? Can you tell us about UGreen, how it's structured and organized, and how it ties into the county?
Yeah, it is a program of the county. We are building it up as a contractor. It's free to businesses to join. If you're an Ulster County business, or including nonprofit, you're eligible. And the focus is on bringing together businesses that provide products and services, you know, renewable energy, waste minimization, water efficiency. I was glad Kim brought that up. You know, it could be organic certification, any of that. And then businesses that can take advantage of that. So one of the sort of best ways to stabilize a local economy in these crazy times, I think, is business-to-business marketing and partnerships. Mm-hmm. So that's a business advantage right there. But, you know, this is our formative season. We had our couple of like a focus group and a business summit and a picnic all in September to pull our initial members in. So it's very new, but it's going to include regular webinars, both information for businesses and opportunities for the businesses to kind of share their views with county staff. It's going to include monthly gatherings, including December 8th at Keegan Ales, year-end celebration. And it's going to include, you know, special events. I wouldn't be surprised if I didn't try to twist Kim's arm to give us a tour now that I understand the magnificence of stuff.
Don't forget to put me on the guest list, Kim. So is there a lot generally, I mean, is there a lot of excitement in the business community about this and about participating and networking with others? I mean, do you see Ulster County as being like a real like hotbed, so to speak? Of
Ulster County is not cool. Ulster County is pretty warm. You know, I see, you know, when I look into the eyes of my members, I see exhaustion, but I also see deep community. And, you know, the launch event that we had, first the summit, which was a, you know, serious conversation, and then a picnic. You know, some of the greenest businesses in the county are our initial members. And I think it's forming almost a family. It's just helping create a little respite in the incredibly hard working lives of these entrepreneurs. And
right.
You know, so I think that, you know, sharing information, sharing new ideas, that I think is the juice.
Mm-hmm. And so there are a number of businesses, as Kim described with her winery, that are operating green. But are there also businesses who are operating in the green space in terms of products and services involved?
Yeah. I mean, we have architects and solar installers and energy efficiency companies that have been at it for years and years, composting business. I have my eye on a green dry cleaner. I haven't got them in yet. But there's just a really wide spectrum.
Mm-hmm. And do you see a lot like synergy between like the financial sector and the marketing sector and the county government, private sector? I mean, a network implies that you have multi-sectors working with mutual interests working together to make this thing to really reach a critical mass, right?
Yeah. I mean, and we have, you know, I would say a concentration of energy and architecture people, but then the next layer is food and beverage and a few travel and hospitality people. So it's still really new, but I there's definitely that synergy. And, you know, the county, not for nothing, has a Green New Deal program posted on the website that is very, very substantive.
Yeah. So one of the few in the nation, right?
Yeah. I hope we do some good in helping to support that.
Uh-huh. And in keeping with the theme of this program, what are the public health and wellness tie-ins to all of this? I mean, I know some of them, but maybe you could talk about them.
Let's see. Climate change is a threat multiplier, so it's making vector-borne diseases worse and heat waves for vulnerable people worse and... Mm-hmm. Flood risk is the worst for, you know, substandard housing. And we did some mapping, actually, of inner cities, Kingston, Newburgh, Poughkeepsie, and some others and the heat island effect, the locations for the greatest flood risk, the pavement and no trees were all, of course, concentrated around the poorest and most vulnerable neighborhoods. Right. And we, you know, so health, wellness, and environmental justice are really connected. And the more we restore our natural environments and shift our energy systems to renewable and mm-hmm. protect our water resources, mm-hmm. the more livable our communities are going to be and the better off everybody's going to be.
And in all of these shifts, you know, their accompanying threats are opportunities, right? I mean, when you think about renewables, you know, not only the obvious ones like solar, geothermal, but, you know, wind power, which has enormous upside potential. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so many opportunities out there.
Hydropower is controversial, and, you know, big hydro dams, you know, off gas methane from the buried trees. So that's not good. But there's incredible innovation in super low impact small hydro that can be far from where the fishes are.
Mm-hmm. Do you think Ulster County is the entrepreneurial small business community is well positioned to capitalize, for lack of a better word, on the sustainable trends of the present and future? I mean, are we setting the stage to be successful in that realm and to attract others to come here to do the same?
I think there's a yes and a no in there. And the yes is that we have a lot of really talented, well-educated, and very hardworking professionals and entrepreneurs. One of our members, Henry Moynihan Rich, who runs the Accord Market, he runs a zero-waste restaurant in New York City. That's not for the faint-hearted. I think the other side, and I know the county wants to do more on this side of things as our network grows, there are a lot of small business people who are in survival mode mm-hmm. and who, you know, don't have the bandwidth, don't have the support staff. So that's what I'm really a fan of, the Green Business Champions program, which we're not part mm-hmm. of. It's like a parallel.
So technical
program.
Expertise, marketing yeah. expertise, yeah. all those, you know, yeah. the nitty gritty of any business, right?
Yeah, any business. If, you know, you got a pizzeria, you got a hair salon, you can join this program and get just practical steps that you can take and handholding by some of the nicest people in the world. Mm-hmm. And you can get marketing recognition when you go through the program. Mm-hmm.
So before we run out of time, and we are running out of time, Melissa, can you tell our listeners who may want to find out more information about anything we discussed today, where they can go for more information and get involved in UGreen?
Yep. If you go to sustainhv, S-U-S-T-A-I-N, H as in Hudson, V as in Valley.org, you'll see a great big UGreen logo on the front. It will link you to the county's website to learn more about their overall programs. But our Chris O. Babcock is our coordinator, and you can contact us and we'll get you a conversation with him to get started. And Kim seems to have dropped, but stoutridge.com, I think. But it comes up when you Google it, and it's a marvelous model.
Yes, it's stoutridge.com. I have it here in the notes. So this is all very exciting. And, you know, this is a really great community. And, you know, there is so much going on, and really, I do believe that Ulster County is well positioned to move forward and to support locally owned and operated businesses that can thrive. And so, thank you both for the work you do. For, you know, Kim, I've run a number of businesses, started a number of businesses in my life, and I know how challenging that can be. So good luck to you and your husband, and thank you so much for being a part of Healthy Ulster Radio. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show from the Ulster County Department of Health. This program is a weekly community affairs presentation sponsored by the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next weekend.